Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yes, the breaking news thus far today, and it does have real, real ramifications to the Houston Texans. The Kansas City Chiefs agreed to a 10-year deal. 10-year extension for Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. 10 years. We do not have the numbers and the money yet, but we're expecting it to be over $200 million guaranteed. Not just $200 million, but over $200 million guaranteed. And that means a lot, because that was the domino that needed to fall to see exactly what space the Houston Texans would be with Deshaun Watson. No better way to kick off the Big Three at Three, the stories you need to know right now in Houston. And we got a number, or at least years, and awaiting a number, what it will have to be for the Texans to lock up a guy like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, so when you look at this thing with Pat Mahomes, man, it's one of those to me where you go, I don't know that it says a whole lot about what the Texans are going to do with Deshaun Watson. We've consistently heard about the dominoes you mentioned being Dak Prescott, Pat Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson. And ultimately, Dak Prescott, it appears, is they're going to at least push the envelope on possibly him playing on a franchise tender, a one-year franchise tender. And then the other domino in the threesome is Pat Mahomes. And Pat Mahomes is a domino that just fell for 10 years. So I don't know how comparable either situation is when the Houston Texans are dealing with Deshaun Watson. But I know this, 10-year deal for Pat Mahomes tells me a lot about their current situation. He's completely comfortable with Andy Reid. He's completely comfortable with Eric Bieniemy, the weapons around him. He's won an MVP. He's won a Super Bowl MVP. He's won a Super Bowl title. And he apparently doesn't see anything changing in Kansas City anytime soon. So what a beautiful situation in Kansas City it is. I just never thought, show, that we'd see a $10 million deal in 2020 get signed.
That's what I was going to say. You got any problem with him getting this deal?
Not him. He's one of – if you take age out of the mix, he's one of a handful of quarterbacks that are in an absolutely perfect scenario for a quarterback to maximize their potential and really in a position that the organization is allowing them to showcase their best skill set in a big way. And there's a handful of those guys, and he's one of two really young ones that are in that kind of situation. So yeah, it doesn't surprise me that he signed a 10-year deal and Kansas City signed a 10-year deal. It surprises me that anybody in the NFL in 2020, when everybody appears to be looking for the short-term deal, it surprises me that it came out. But the more you dig, 10 years is, I think it's a win-win for both parties. Some of the quarterbacks in the past, show, that have signed long-term deals, for everybody out there, Drew Bledsoe signed a 10-year contract in 2001. Donovan McNabb signed a 12-year deal in 2002. And Mike Vick signed a 9-year deal that was tacked on to the end of 1 year that he had on a current deal in 2004. So when you look at quarterbacks that have signed 10 or more year deals, those are the three at least since 2001 that have done it. So yeah, show, that this came out of nowhere, man. 10 years is a long time, brother.
He's locked up until 2031, yeah, which is crazy. He is locked up till 2031. And yeah, he's a great player, Clint. In 2 years, he's just 1 year older than Bridget. So and we know how young Bridget is. And so he's 1 year older than Bridget, which means like this dude's got some time left, some years left. And in his time at 24, he's won the league MVP and he's been the Super Bowl MVP and won a championship. So, yes, if anyone deserves, you know, this, it is him. And it'll be really interesting to see the effect that this has on the position now. Because whenever someone raises the bar for how much a player makes at a said position, that means everyone comes up. So I think Deshaun will come up. I think that means whoever, Dak will come up, and all players behind him. You're about to see a lot of quarterbacks get paid money they ain't got no business plan making. Gee, damn, if you was still there.
Adam Schefter. Yeah, if I was still in there, I'd get a little chunk of that, wouldn't I? Adam Schefter's latest tweet. Patrick Mahomes' 10-year extension with the Kansas City Chiefs is worth over $400 million in total per league sources. The more significant question is how much over $400 million. So you can rest assured he's going to average over $40 million. According to Adam Schefter and his sources in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes' 10-year extension will be at the very least worth $400 million. It's not guaranteed money now. That's just total contract is $400 million, and which we can all do the math, it turns out to be $40 million a year.
We have a number.
What's the guaranteed number going to look like? We know right now, Show, if we take Russell Wilson's contract and we extend it out from a 4-year deal to a 10-year deal, it equals out to $267.5 million guaranteed, which is the highest guaranteed money right now, which you got to believe. You got to believe Pat Mahomes is at least going to – he's going to outdo that, right?
I don't think he'll get that much guaranteed. I think he'll get $225 guaranteed. I mean, the previous record's $107. I think he'll get $225 guaranteed. I don't think he's going to get $260.
I think he gets $300 guaranteed. I think he gets $300 guaranteed.
Steak bet?
Another one?
Who's closer?
I already
Who's
owe you
closer?
One. Who's yeah, closer? That's a good okay, get. Let's do that. Let's, who's closer?
What's your final? Mine. All right, mine is $220. I think he'll get $220.
So yours is $220.
$220.
And we're doing closest to
closest
the number.
Closest to it, right?
Well, God, that's easy for me. I'll go 275.
All right, 275.
And it's closest to, right?
Yep. And Bridget just wrote it down.
Well, you one of them old bougie suckers. That's right. What did you go?
220. And see, you've already locked
see,
it in.
I should have went.
No, but you're
went.
Not going cheap. You're not going to be cheap. Hey. Just take the prices right. You're not going to go 221.
You knew where
you're
I was
gonna,
going.
Yeah, I'm not going to allow you. I would have never agreed to it. How many bets am I involved?
Yeah, 275. I'll go 275. There ain't no way in hell he's going to leave the guaranteed money bar. He's not. He's going to reset that bar.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, Big 3-3, Clint Sterner and the show. All right, the Houston Astros, along with the Washington Nationals, and then the latest team to do with the Oakland A's. Now, the A's have pushed theirs back, but the Nationals and Astros have canceled their team workouts scheduled for today, Clint, citing that the safety of their players as both clubs, the Nationals and the Astros, await results of COVID-19 testing from Friday. Haven't gotten those back yet. GM James Click also emphasized his team's priority of player health and safety, but he said his defending American League champions are optimistic that this process will be ironed out and they'll be back on the field to compete for a championship soon.
Yeah, so look, we heard from the Astros. It was Carlos Correa, Alex Bregman, and who was the other one? Josh Reddick. And Dusty Baker. We heard from them last Friday. I believe it was July the 3rd. And when you hear each and every one of those guys speak, I was taken aback by the confidence that they all showed that the season was going to happen. And they were confident in all of the guidelines and protocols that were put in place by Major League Baseball and by the Players Association. That's one thing that really stood out after hearing all of those guys speak is they were awfully confident.
Yeah, awfully confident. And we've learned, if there's anything we have not learned, Clint, you cannot be confident with this. Like, this thing is so up in the air. And, you know, I could be mean and say what my gut feels and that this is just Rob's fault. But I'm not going to do that. It's just up and down. You don't know what's going to happen. Because Friday, I think they legit felt that way and felt confident. And then Hell Saturday comes and David Price shuts it down and says he's not going to play for safety concerns. And some other players, Ian Desmond last week. And then we're here and people are having to shut down things. There's three teams that's done that.
Well, it's unfortunate, show that the Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association, it's unfortunate that they didn't do a better job of crossing T's and dotting I's in terms of testing and getting results back in a timely fashion. I mean, my understanding is the one consistent theme around why these clubs have canceled their team workouts scheduled for today is because the tests that they took, I'm assuming Friday or Saturday, yeah, they have not gotten the results yet, and the organization just refuses to put the players at risk without those test results. It's unfortunate that all the things they bitched and bellyached about throughout this negotiation, show that Major League Baseball didn't do a better job of putting protocols and guidelines in place to where the test could be taken and get the results back in a timely fashion. That Major League Baseball's got to be better, and they've got to do better.
It seems like the NBA seems to be able to pull it off pretty quick.
NBA's doing just fine.
Getting their test right back.
Big 3 at 3, number 3.
All right, Big 3 at 3, and Clint, this to me is something to really watch with the Astros. Yordan Alvarez and Jose Urquidy, how do you say that?
Urquidy,
yeah. Jose Urquidy and Alvarez both remain absent from Astros camp for undisclosed reasons. Dusty Baker, the manager, said he wasn't sure if he could disclose Urquidy's current location. That to me is that is something to really watch, because those two players are really, really important. You know, even though I can't say Urquidy's name very well, but I do know he's a guy
that was pretty
that
good
should
right
be
there.
In the. All right, I got it that time.
My boy Cap, he taps his leg when he really struggles. So if you tap your leg and say Urquidy, you'd be all right.
Urquidy. No, I think I got it now. No, Urquidy is wildly important to this group. There's already indecisiveness with your top three starters. If it goes good, it's good. But then it's like if he's needed, and then Alvarez, that's the horse in the middle of the lineup.
Well, there's no doubt if Urquidy could come in and be in shape and be strong, and hell, he's a guy that really ultimately if he struggles early and just continues to gain momentum over a 60-game stretch, they just need him to be ready come playoff time. He's definitely an important part. I think right out of the gate, being healthy, and then obviously having his best stuff, which would put him in the four hole in the starting rotation, you would think, barring another one of the young guys stepping up and outperforming him. So Urquidy being in camp, yes, that's a big part of it. They're going to need him out of the gate, and they're damn sure going to need him in the playoffs. And Yordan Alvarez, obviously, we're talking about a universal DH for the first time in Major League Baseball history, I believe, and the Astros. You know, all-world DH isn't in camp yet. So they got to keep – hopefully we'll get some good news on both of those guys sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so those are really, really important. The stories you need to know, the Big 3 here in Houston on Clint Sterner and the show. All right, coming up, I love Dusty Baker. I do. I think he is the right man for the job. But he spoke to the media yesterday, and he said something – that I completely don't understand. We'll get into this coming up next. Man, there's just more breaking news that keeps coming off of the breaking news. And there is no organization more impacted, no other NFL organization more impacted of this news of Patrick Mahomes and a new deal than the Houston Texans, because they have Deshaun Watson, who is next on the list to get paid more. So this is why Houston needs to hear this. And this is the latest from Adam Schefter. Patrick Mahomes had, and he's drafted the same exact year as Deshaun Watson, so these numbers are very similar. Patrick Mahomes had 2 years and $27.6 million left on his existing deal. $2.8 this year, and then $24.8 million in 2021. His 10-year extension, good hell, His 10-year extension is worth over $400 million, though it's still uncertain how much over. So the lowest is a 12-year deal could be worth is $427.6 million. But it will be more than that. He then also added on to say, Clint, this will make it the largest contract, not just in NFL history, but in sports history.
Do your thing, Pat Mahomes. Do your thing, Kermit. I bet, look, if I'm Pat Mahomes, y'all can play Kermit the Frog noise all you want to. I'm going to sound like Kermit the Frog when I'm depositing that big-ass check in Bank of America over there in Kansas City, baby.
Bank of America.
Also, check it out. Sir, that number, just I wonder if this is – it's crazy how – is Adam Schefter and these boys doing this, or is this a legitimate thought with Pat Mahomes' representation? It just so happens that the largest contract ever in North American sports history was Mike Trout's $426.5 million contract.
Right? That would just estimated the numbers, that will just jump over it.
Is 427.5?
Yeah. Did we make that bet? We shook that bet in.
You're in. Yeah, I got $275 million guaranteed.
All right, yeah.
He said, all right, yeah. You're going to chalk yourself into that one, huh? Oh, this is going to be fun. Today's going to be fun, man. You got to stay locked in right here because when the exact details do drop, we'll have them right here on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. What a day, man. And you're right, Show. This is one of those things that it matters to all of us in Houston. Obviously, if you're a sports fan, then you've got to love following quarterbacks in the NFL. Toughest position to play in all of sports at the highest level, at the pinnacle of that profession in that sport.
Texas boy.
And he's a Texas boy, and he happens to be getting the largest contract in sports history, at least American sports history, and it impacts Deshaun Watson. I mean, I think I just can't get out of my head. I know I said this the last segment show when you and I were talking about it. I can't get it out of my head how it appeared that all of these organizations, Kansas City, Dallas, and Houston, all of these cities we're talking about, we're going to keep an eye on the other organizations because we got to see how their quarterbacks get paid. That's going to set the market of how we pay our guy. We're keeping a close eye on the Texans, or we're keeping a close eye on the Chiefs, or we're keeping a close eye on Dak Prescott. What's going to happen there? That's going to impact how much Deshaun Watson makes. Well, you look at the situation right now, and you got Pat Mahomes signing a 10-year deal that appears to be – a 10-year deal is going to be $400 million plus, which is going to be stacked on top of his 2 years that he has left, which I don't know how much that's going to compare to anything that Deshaun Watson even entertains from the Texans. And then you look at what's going on in Dallas with Dak, and he's playing on the franchise tender, and you go, man, I don't know that that has – I mean, I don't know that that negotiation is going to be very comparable to what the hell's going on in Houston for Deshaun Watson. I mean, the Texans aren't going to learn a damn thing from a 10-year deal in Kansas City from Pat Mahomes, or whatever the hell ends up happening with Dak in Dallas. I don't know that the Texans are going to learn anything when those two dominoes fall.
I think they'll learn the numbers. I think they've always known that they're going to be underneath Mahomes. I think the Texans and Watson have known they're going to be underneath Mahomes. And I think now we see the years and we see the numbers. And I don't think either side wouldn't look at 10 years and talking about, you know, 400, whatever it is, to think, if it's 400-something million, $427 million, and Deshaun's going to come, you think Deshaun's going to sit there and keep fiddling with this 3-year deal garbage? Hell no. Not when it's $400 million. No, I'm about to march my happy ass up here and say, hey, baby, what can we do? How can I help you help? There's one thing off of this. I'm listening to you to bring up Dak. Jerry just can't do business like this, can he? We ain't hear nothing from the Chiefs until, bam, till today, Adam Schefter. 10-year extension. We ain't heard nothing.
Oh, you're talking about Jerry leading
heard,
up
no,
to
Jerry,
it.
No, yeah. Jerry Jones can't do nothing. We ain't heard nothing. We've heard, yeah, Mahomes, they're going to get it. Nothing out of nothing. Dak is on TV and then every day. Jerry and Stephen are back every day. Pat, bam, first time we hear.
I think Jerry wants to do business way. I think Jerry wants – bro, Jerry wants to do business with a guy like Pat Mahomes. Jerry wants the next Romo, that he can go in there and sell all kind of merchandise, and he knows the cat's going to sell tickets for years to come. He wants that desperately, man. I just don't believe that they think Dak. I don't believe they're convinced that Dak is that guy. Now, all of it playing out in the media, that's just Jerry Jones keeping that star on that ticker on SportsCenter, brother. It don't matter, good, bad, or indifferent. Jerry's going to find every way he can to get that free publicity, to get that free advertisement, even if it does mean running your quarterback through the mud in terms of the disrespect that, at least the perception of the disrespect of asking him to play under a franchise tag. He's going to push that up to you watch. After this right here, because Pat Mahomes deal signed tonight, everybody's going to be talking about, well, Dak and Deshaun are next. So the Cowboys are going to be all over the damn news again up until July 15 when they got to get that deal
done. They got July 15th. So he may not have his done, but Deshaun will. I think we'll get closer to – we talked to John McClain, the general, and I think he's thought that a deal could be done before the season starts with Deshaun Watson. I think now this move puts that into motion potentially.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about the, you know, talking about the years for Deshaun. I said this months ago, me and Wade Smith were talking about it, man. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I don't know how you take the field. Like, what did he say that Pat?
2.8 this year.
Adam Schefter said
2.8 this year and then 2024 in 2021.
So that Pat Mahomes, so if he'd have took the field this year for $2 million, a little over $2 million, ultimately, all he was guaranteed was the remaining on his contract. So he'd have took the field with a guarantee of, what was it, $27.5 million
over the next 2 years.
Like, yep. Deshaun Watson is in a similar situation, I believe. I don't think it's that high, actually.
It's just a little bit lower. Deshaun was the 14th pick, and he was the 10th pick.
But like, you got to think, if you're those players, like, how the hell do you even entertain taking the field
when you know someone will give you?
No question. when you know Pat Mahomes is your draft class.
Mitch has to do it.
Well, Mitch ain't got no choice. Mitch done played himself. His ass Deshaun, better be thankful he can get that
but
money.
But Deshaun and Pat aren't Mitch, and they don't need to do that.
Right, right. They're in a situation where – and not only do they not need to do it, show, it would be crazy to do it. Yeah. To me, it would – and I can't – I mean, to me, it's not even a debate. Like, why would – if you've played yourself to the ability of being guaranteed – like you said, let's say it's 215. I'll go with your number. If it's $215 million, how the hell do you even consider taking the field for the 27 or the 26 that you're guaranteed instead of 215? Like, that's a bad – you can't even entertain taking the field.
This is a – yeah, you can't. I'm just thinking, you know, when you get this breaking news stuff just hits. Right? I think this is – there's another part of this, Clint, and I'll have you go with me, that this is a big positive day for the Texans. One, hell, you at least know where you stand and what area you're going to have to get with in terms of numbers you will know soon with Deshaun Watson since Patrick Mahomes' deal has come out. But I tell you, the other thing is the Chiefs are a team that the Texans are chasing. The Chiefs are the class of the AFC and the class of the league. What this means, they're not going to be able to sign their second most important player. Chris Jones, no chance. That's not happening. Now, Chris Jones, if Pat Mahomes is about to get 40-plus guaranteed a year, all ready to go along with the amount of money they're paying Frank Clark, Tyreek Hill, some of those offensive linemen they're paying, Travis Kelce,
Tyron Matthew,
they gave him 18 guaranteed. Chris Jones, they don't win the Super Bowl without Chris Jones. He flat out made plays. He caused the interception that Garoppolo threw.
So what are you saying? Chris Jones is going to be on the market?
Chris Jones is going to – he ain't going to be on the Chiefs. I'm not saying the Texans are going to get him. I'm saying you take away the second most important player that they have on their team because they're not going to be able to pay all of those guys. They're not going to be able to pay all of them. And Chris Jones has already said he's asking for 20 a year as a D tackle. That's a pass rusher that has had something like almost 30 sacks the last 2 years. This is a guy from the inside, like 27, 26 sacks in the last 2 years. They lose that. That's a big blow to a team that just started getting it together defensively. So that is something to continue to watch, too, that the Chiefs with this move now have gotten weaker because they'll just have Chris Jones for a year. And hell, over the weekend, Clint, he said he's not coming back until he gets paid because he talked to Le'Veon Bell, which was his exact word.
So it didn't work out too well for Le'Veon Bell.
It'll be crazy.
Yeah. Look, when I look at it, it's going to be a 10-year deal for Pat Mahomes. The Chiefs will find a way to make it all work. I hear you on the Chris Jones deal, and he may not be a Chief, but they'll find a way to make it all work in the long term to stay one of the more dominant teams in the league.
Yeah, more on the breaking news and how this affects Deshaun Watson and the Texans. All right, the breaking news. Off of the breaking news, the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to a contract extension worth, we don't have the amount of money yet, but we're hearing potential numbers. It is a 10-year deal that they've agreed upon where they will have him locked up for until 2031, which is really, really big here because you're starting to now potentially see what it will take for Deshaun Watson and the Texans to sign him. That could be the next domino. Adam Schefter, this is earlier, said that Patrick Mahomes had 2 years and $27.6 million left on his existing deal, that this 10-year extension could be worth over $400 million, though it is still uncertain how much more. And the thought is, of the 12-year deal, because it is basically 10 years attached to the final two he had on his deal, Clint, the lowest the 12-year deal could be is $427.6 million. That will make it the largest contract in not just NFL history but sports history today. And that is interesting to me because we always just were resigned to the fact that football players, even quarterbacks, make less than the NBA star or the Major League Baseball star. Not anymore. And they have a salary cap. And I'll be honest with you, I think Mahomes is underpaid, just like I think LeBron's underpaid, and potentially we'll see what Deshaun Watson gets, but underpaid with how much interest strike up and how much they make y'all want to go to the store and buy stuff.
Yeah, it's like Nick Saban in college football. Everybody talks about how he's overpaid and these coaches are making too much, and then you realize how much that the program makes per win and how much they make per college football playoff run and championship, and you go, oh, maybe he's not overpaid. So, yeah, there's no doubt that when you look at the big picture dollars that these organizations make, that the NFL makes with the TV contract money, and then you look at the appeal of the true superstars, the super duper stars in this league, which Pat Mahomes is definitely one of those guys. He's going to end up being underpaid. I mean, he's got 12 years remaining that he'll be a Kansas City Chief, assuming he plays out the contract. And I think that there's very few organizations that are in a position to even make this kind of offer to a quarterback. I've never thought about it in this sense because I thought those days were behind us. I mean, we said it earlier, Drew Bledsoe signed a 10-year deal in 2001. Donovan McNabb signed a 12-year deal in 2002. And Michael Vick signed a 9-year extension on top of what we had 1 year left, so essentially a 10-year deal in 2004. Those are your double-digit contract years. I thought those were a thing of the past, show. But the more we discuss it today with this breaking news of Pat Mahomes signing a 10-year deal, and the more you think about it, I can't think of one reason from the organization's perspective or the player and his agent's perspective of why the hell you wouldn't want to sign a 10-year deal. I just don't. If winning is of the utmost importance and being with an organization that understands everything it takes for a quarterback to have success, this makes perfect sense. I think there's people out there, show, that'll say, well, what about in 5 years when the market's set and quarterbacks are making, God, $45, $50 million a year? You know, what then Pat Mahomes is going to be underpaid? I don't know. Is he?
I don't think.
I think the guaranteed money's got to be through the roof, show. It's got to be through the roof.
I don't know about you, Clint. I think he might stop this. we've seen the tradition of, all right, it's your turn.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Stafford, it's your turn. Yes. Although you got no damn business being the highest paid quarterback in the game because you can't win, you know, games against teams with winning records. It's not going to happen. Matt Ryan, oh, it's just your turn. Like, you're not justified. Like, if Deshaun doesn't get more than him, which he won't, I don't know how you can justify who would be next to then get more than him on a per-year basis. Like, you just can't justify it. Even Lamar. Lamar comes up. Like, the Ravens and him will do a deal. I don't think when Lamar comes up, which could be next year, that they go, all right, we're going to set the market.
Yeah.
I don't, like, there's no way that they're going to sit there and say, we're going to pay you more than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Not a chance. I think he may be the guy that puts a halt on saying, all right, this is the cap. Because there's no way in hell any of us can justify you making more than that cap.
Well, it's interesting you say Lamar. To me, Lamar's the other guy in the league that's young that you go, I think it's a great fit. They've obviously committed to their quarterback in a way. Hell, I'd say they've committed more than Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs have to Pat Mahomes in terms of building an offense specifically that fits the guy. And so, hell, they might as well get an extension done sooner rather than later while he's young and get it done as well. I think that's a perfect fit, match made in heaven. Go ahead and lock it up and get a long-term deal in place if that's something that happens moving forward. I think it's rare that you find that kind of match between a quarterback and the head coach and the organization to where the head coach has that, you know, when I look at Harbaugh in Baltimore, I look at him the same way I look at Andy Reid in Kansas City show in terms of, like, supreme confidence. Like, I don't think he's going in and asking permission to do things. Like, I think he goes, hey.
Oh, he's been there 12 years.
He's been there, won Super Bowls, and hey, this is what we're going to do, and it tends to work out. And he has confidence in his quarterback. So I don't think this is one of those things that the league starts operating in a different manner. But I do think there are a couple of young quarterbacks out there with organizations that are perfect fits that I could see this kind of thing happening. And it's Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
And I think it's Deshaun, too. But there's no way that those organizations will say, we're going to pay him more. Like, the Ravens organization, a very smart organization, there's no way they're going to come and say, we'll pay him more than Mahomes.
I think the most valuable quarterback in the league is Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
And he's proven it on the MVP level. But he's proven it to the Super Bowl title level. And so it's an easy check to write, I would think, in terms of long-term
pay. But that's not
pay.
Always been the case in terms of who's getting paid. Because before Patrick Mahomes came along, and I'd say maybe you could definitively say that last year, there shouldn't have been anybody getting paid more than Aaron Rodgers. And there were too many years there were people walking around here getting paid more than Aaron Rodgers. And he was the best quarterback in the game, and that includes Tom Brady playing. Yep. He was the best in the game. That hadn't always been. I think Pat stops that. And I tell you, one thing Pat needs to do as we take a look at the rest of this story, the two big stories today on Clint Sterner and the show are Patrick Mahomes has set the bar here, and we're going to see what Deshaun Watson is doing, and that Clint proposed to his beautiful lady over the weekend.
Yo.
And Pat, it's about time now. Brittany's been at this. Your lady has been at this.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Since high school now. She's been here. She's been here since White House. Now she's been here since high school. It's time. It's time for you to do right by that young lady. She didn't sit here. She didn't build you. I've watched her build his shoe closet in the house. She's been here. It's time. It's time for you
she
to
She built
take,
the shoe closet in the house?
It's nice, too. It's time for you to do what my partner, Clint Sterner, did this weekend.
Take the knee, baby.
It's time, man. She's been here since high
school,
Clint.
She's earned it. She's earned it.
Come on now.
She's earned it. I'm going to tell you, man, look here. After he won that Super Bowl, man, and they were on that parade, every time Pat Mahomes was drinking cold Coors Light all over America in different spots, every time, old Britt was on his hip, baby.
Right,
he ain't leaving her.
She's been here since high school.
She's like, I think Lock Dog goes back to his JV days and how she was supporting him and tweeting about him back in his JV football days.
It's time, man.
Yeah, it's
what
time.
What are you waiting on? Grab a knee. Grab some.
Yeah.
Take her to a rock or somewhere.
I got a perfect spot.
Take her to a rock in Texas.
Make me feel good about my decision, bud.
Take her there. It's time.
I got a perfect rock for you, Pat. Mahomes. In the Blanco River, right about 20 yards past the low water bridge, baby.
He may have been there before.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that Pat Mahomes, maybe not the Blanco River, but I guarantee you he's been in that Guadalupe multiple times.
It's time.
Acting
now.
A full-out donkey.
It's time now. It's time. Yeah. Clint Sterner in the show here with you until 6 o'clock. And though we got to hear from some Astros players yesterday, and there's one player in particular, Clint, Carlos Correa,
yeah,
who – I think a lot of people have wondered about his leadership, wondered about, is this the guy that we thought he could be? He's got every talent in the book, but there's just something missing, and it feels more than injury. We started to hear him, and, you know, talk is talk, but when you hear talk, maybe that's the first step that maybe he's turned the corner. This is Carlos Correa sounding much more together and a leader for this team.
How do you think the viability of this season is with everything in place?
I'm encouraged because of the group of guys that we have here. We are all on the same page. We know what it takes to make this season possible. And, you know, pretty much what we're doing is we come to work out and we go back to our houses. And I think that's the key, you know, not going out to restaurants and getting exposed. I think if we can keep it simple and with the group of guys we have here, we're committed. We're trying to be professionals and be responsible, and it's going to be a good season for us.
Look here, so I've only been doing this a couple years right here in H-Town. I've been a Houston fan for a long time. I've heard Carlos Correa multiple times over the last couple of years speak to the media. I don't recall being impressed with Carlos Correa in a sense of going, that cat right there is the leader of this baseball team. That cat right there is leading the clubhouse. When I heard him speak Friday, there were multiple times, including the one you just played, where he answered questions very precisely, in depth, quickly, on the behalf of the entire team, not just himself, in a way of going, hey, if we just go home, if we don't go to restaurants and go to coffee shops and things of that nature, then we're going to be okay, and the chances of testing positive for COVID-19 are going to be slim to none if you just do what you're supposed to do and be professional. When I heard Correa speak, I immediately thought, okay.
You've been warming up to him lately.
Oh, yeah. Look here. When he poked his chest out and told all them boys after the investigation.
You know the facts?
Yep.
Then you got to chill the
right there. When he said that right there, partner. I said, yep, I'm okay.
Felt a difference.
For me, that was the time when Carlos, personally, it was the time when I felt like, okay, Carlos Correa is turning the corner, and he's a little bit more than just an extremely talented young player that everybody in Major League Baseball feels like an organization will be able to build a championship team around one day. He's always been that caliber player. But when I heard him speak, I just don't remember going, I'm bought in, this dude right here is the leader. He said that right there, and then every time he spoke since then to the media, I've just been overly impressed with the way that he delivers the message precisely, quickly, in-depth, to the point, on behalf of the entire team. I mean, it's just, to me, he oozes leader at this point in time. I don't know if it's the moment. Right after the investigation, he just needed the moment for his natural instincts to take over and be that leader. I don't know if it was a calculated decision to be more of a leader. Don't know why, but damn it, show. I like the new Los Correa.
Yeah, he didn't try to. We'll get to where he didn't turn into Los. We had the time because he had got away from him. I think I view him a lot like you do, man. Like, the best way that I can put about Carlos Correa is Carlos Correa has the superstar talent and tools, but upstairs, I don't always know if he's got the superstar mindset. I don't know if his confidence is always to the level of his skill level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we've been talking about him all day. We've been talking about these Deshaun, Patrick Mahomes. They have top level talent, and they're confident as hell.
Yeah,
Pat and Deshaun can throw a pick, and they're coming right back. Mm-hmm. They're not afraid. Like, there's some moments when Correa, and I don't think it's always just injury. There's some moments when Correa is in a slump and a bad stretch where it doesn't sound like the confidence level of what his talent is. And if there is a place where he's turning the corner and he's starting to get his mindset to match his super style,
yeah,
his superstar tools, you got something. Sure. You got something in a major way.
The timing of this is huge, man. When you look at what I believe Carlos Correa has turned the corner from a leadership standpoint, and I hear it in his voice, and I can't help but think, man, the timing couldn't be better. When I hear Altuve, I love Altuve, great player, no doubt about it. One of the best ever, no doubt about it. But when I hear him speak, I don't go, yep, that's the leader of this team right here. That's the heart and soul of this team. I don't see that, right? I don't hear that. When Bregman speaks, I hear Bregman delivering a message that he heard from the higher-ups, protocols and guidelines, and the Major League Baseball and the PA has done a great job to do this and do that. I appreciate that guy, and I'm not knocking him by any means. I don't hear the same genuine, sincere, natural leader that's comfortable relaying his message about the team and his message about the guidelines and protocols and his message about what they need to do to be successful. And we've talked about it before, show. You and I have talked about it before. The one guy that's the common every time leaders brought up, every time heartbeat of the team is brought up, who is it? George Springer. Who right now, beyond this year, is not under contract with the Astros? George Springer. So if Springer, and God, I hope George Springer's here. I hope this isn't a conversation we're having down the road. But if Springer does move on, the Astros are going to miss his talent, no doubt. They're going to miss his clutch gene that you and I discussed a couple weeks ago, no doubt. But they're also going to miss that heart and soul leader of the locker room, of the clubhouse. And when I hear Carlos Correa speak, and the leadership aspect is oozing out of the mic, to me, the timing couldn't be better. Because if Springer does move on, which again, knock on wood, I hope it doesn't happen. If it does, there's going to be a serious void in the leadership aspect of things, and Carlos Correa could be that guy.
Yeah, no doubt. It sounds good. I love what you're hearing from Carlos Correa. It does sound like a more confident, comfortable in his own skin type of guy, not feeling like he's got to put so much pressure on himself that he's just going out and going. And I think that has started, because we've agreed he is probably of the players sounded the best in the way he handled the sign stealing stuff. Like, Bregman didn't seem sincere at times. You know, I think the way you described Altuve is perfect. Like, nah, man, he feels very Jerry Rice-ish to me. Like, I'm just going to go out here and play, man. Like, I'm playing. I'm going out here. I'm not feeling like I got to lead this puppy. But it started there in him sounding differently. Now let's see that carry out to the field. Because I'm not completely there yet.
Yeah. Well, I think when we look at Altuve, like the reason everybody loves Altuve, he's so likable. Like, I don't see Altuve when people were talking about the tattoo or the wire, the buzzer, this, that. Like, I don't see him going, man, F all y'all. Y'all get off my back. You know, he's just he's that guy that Carlos said it for him, right? But that the same reason that we love Altuve is one of the reasons why, like, when I hear him speak, there's times that you gotta be an ass. You gotta be that dog. And I just don't know that verbally and publicly that Altuve has that in him, man. And it's just refreshing to see Carlos Correa or hear Carlos Correa sound like the damn leader of the clubhouse, which happened Friday afternoon.
There we go. All right, it's time for you to get your football fix on, baby. Clint Sterner's Football at 4 coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.